Forgot to mention when we're after speaking to Joe Higgins something from yesterday's programme. You might remember we covered the story of costs which were being incurred by the Department of Social Protection in administering the €100 grant to Irish water consumers. We said in the programme yesterday that we'd asked for an interview with the Taoiseach and Minister for Social Protection, Joan Burton, but she wasn't available. We had in fact only requested an interview with the Minister yesterday morning, and it wasn't possible for Joan Burton to reschedule her diary at such short notice. Now, no doubt you've seen people using e-cigarettes. Vaping is for many an alternative to smoking. Whether it's less damaging to your health, we don't yet know. So with a lack of clarity on what's in these products or if they can be damaging to health, two senators are launching a bill today which will deal with the regulation of e-cigarettes. One of them, Senator Avril Power, is with us now. Good morning to you. John Crow is the other senator. What exactly are you proposing?
We're launching a bill today which would essentially mean that e-cigarettes would be regulated in exactly the same way as tobacco, as normal cigarettes. So we're not banning them or anything like that. It's just ensuring the same regulations are there. As things stand in Ireland, there are no regulations at all on e-cigarettes. They can be sold to children. There's no age restrictions. I have health warnings, and yet we know that while e-cigarettes, they're not as harmful as tobacco, they don't contain all of the same toxins as tobacco, they are still damaging to your health. It still has high levels of nicotine. They have other toxins in them that are damaging.
Do we really know what's in them?
Well, the WHO and others have, like, the problem is there are now 500 brands of e-cigarettes. So in terms of each individual product, the answer is no, we don't. And we should take pause from that because that's worrying. But on the whole, we do know that they all contain nicotine. And that nicotine is bad for your cardiovascular system. Long-term use is very damaging to your health. We also know from these cigarettes that have been tested that they don't just release water vapour into the air, that there are toxins that are released into the vapours into the air as well, which are damaging to bystanders, including children. So it's for that reason we think we should be cautious. The fact that as well, children have been poisoned in Ireland, the UK. One child died in the States from drinking liquid nicotine because they come in
this
bottles
that don't
have
concentrated fluid,
and they don't have safety caps. So just practical things like that. So our bill would basically subject e-cigarettes to just the same regulations as cigarettes, that they couldn't be sold to those under 18, couldn't be consumed in areas where the workplace smoking ban applies, restrictions on advertising, sponsorship. That's important as well because it seems that e-cigarettes are being very cleverly marketed in the way that cigarettes used to be, advertised to children and teenagers. They're now, many of these cigarettes are owned by cigarette companies, your traditional cigarette companies.
Yes, isn't that a reality that you have major tobacco companies buying these e-cigarette companies out and developing products further?
Yeah, and I mean, some people find that they find e-cigarettes useful as a quid aid, and that's good. And anything that gets people off tobacco, and as I've said, their e-cigarettes seem to be less harmful than tobacco. But it's also disputed, the WHO, the World Health Organization, the HSE and others have disputed whether really e-cigarettes will lead to less smoking or not. A lot of people are using both, so they've actually increased their consumption. They're smoking tobacco in places where they're allowed to smoke tobacco, and they're vaping in the workplace, they're vaping in other areas where they can, so they've actually increased their intake. Others are finding that they're just migrating from one to the other, so they're smoking as many cigarettes as cigarettes. And the other big worry from the WHO's point of view is that teenagers are taking up vaping who would never smoke, and as a result you could end up actually with a larger number of people smoking overall, which is a real concern.
There's an EU directive on this which has to be transposed into Irish law anyway within something like a year and a half or 2 years. So is what you're proposing much different, or does it broadly...
The EU directive mainly covers sales and marketing, and I suppose it's the lowest common denominator across the UK, not all across Europe. Not all other European countries, say, have a workplace smoking ban in the way that we do, whereas this rolls out the workplace smoking ban as well. That's consistent with Ireland. It's consistent with the approach that's been taken in the US in particular. Places like New York, Chicago have taken the same approach, just regulate them like cigarettes. Come at it from a position of caution because we still... There's so much we don't know about how harmful they are, and just protect people from the health effects and make users aware. At the end of the day, it's people's own choice if they want to smoke, and we're not trying to interfere with that. But they need to be aware of the health risks. And I think there's been a lot of cynical marketing by the cigarette companies and elsewhere to try and advertise these cigarettes as a harmless way of getting a nicotine hit, and that's just not the case.
Okay, it might be a starting point if we knew what was in them. Senator Avril Power, thank you for coming into us.